T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All playing golf together.
Story number 3.
Mississippi State coach Mike Leach got a big commitment from a 2021 quarterback prospect. Young man's name is Sawyer Robertson, and he is the ninth rated pro style quarterback in his high school class. So I guess it makes sense. He's a young man from Lubbock, Texas. So he's, you know, Mike Leach used to work there.
Yeah, got some ties.
So if you're a quarterback and you know Mike Leach, why wouldn't you want to play for Mike Leach? He really is one of those guys that he just takes whoever and you're leading the country in passing.
No question.
You know, you just you play for Mike Leach, and if you've got even a little bit of talent, you're like a Heisman Trophy candidate if your team's good enough. And so this is going to be fascinating to watch it at Mississippi State. Mike Leach there at Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin. In 3 years, who's doing better? Mike Leach at Mississippi State or Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss?
I'm going to go with Mike Leach.
I'm going to go with Mike Leach, too.
Yeah, just because I've seen it so much with him. You know, I mean, Lane Kiffin at a bit of a lower level, I think. But Mike Leach more consistently over a longer period of time.
I think Lane Kiffin will get better players, and Mike Leach will have better teams.
Yes, I think that's right.
Lane Kiffin will get better players, and Mike Leach will have better teams. Because he's one of the brilliant football minds in the country. He's a quirky, controversial. It's why he was at Washington State.
Yeah. I also think he'll be able to recruit there better than any other stop he's been at.
Maybe.
You don't think so?
I don't know. I mean, I honestly...
SEC, Mississippi State. I mean,
yeah, I'm not going to pretend to know the recruiting history of Mike Leach like the back of my hand, but like working in Texas is automatically a recruiting advantage.
That's true.
Because there's so many players there. But listen, he just got one of the best quarterback prospects in the country, and I imagine you'll look up in a few years and you'll be watching Sawyer Robinson throw touchdown passes in Starkville, Mississippi. So congrats to Mississippi State fans.
Story number 4.
Mentioned Tom Brady going to play golf with Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, and Peyton Manning next month. It appears next Wednesday he is booked to appear on Howard Stern's radio show, which is – he is just about the last person I would think that would go on that show.
Me too.
Because he is almost like – he will show you snippets of his personal life and his personality – but it is only what he wants to show you and nothing else.
Well, he used to do his radio hit at our sister station in Boston, and like he would get kind of angry at those guys for pressing him on things.
Right.
You know?
And that's not even like and that's like in a 12-minute interview.
Right, like a sponsored interview, yeah.
This is going to be 90 minutes. You're sitting across from Howard Stern, who is one of the great interviewers. Like I have SiriusXM, and I listen to Stern. But I don't listen to any of it except for when he's talking to other people.
Yeah.
I don't really care about the other stuff. I'm not that interested in it. I mean, listen, that guy's like a billionaire, basically. Who am I to critique Howard Stern's radio show? But I'm most interested when he's interviewing other people, you know, whether it's Lady Gaga or Seth Rogen or Paul McCartney or anybody, because he has a unique ability to get people to talk about things that they otherwise wouldn't talk about. Like that is the key to being a good interviewer. Get people to talk about things that they otherwise wouldn't talk about. And he might really be the best at it. And I don't mean just the best in radio, like the best television, radio, any sort of medium. And so he will ask Tom Brady, unless Tom Brady just really shuts down And that's not really the place to shut down because you ain't going anywhere in 5 minutes. You're going to be there for a while. Unless Tom Brady just shuts down, you'll get five different headlines out of that interview because Tom Brady will find himself one way or another. This is Howard's real trick. He gets you comfortable enough to start talking about things that probably before you went in there, you had decided, I'm not going to talk about this. I'm not going to get into that. He'll just he'll get you there one way or another. He'll get you there. I think part of it is that often when he's talking to somebody, he's more famous than they are.
Yeah.
And so, like, these superstars, usually when they're being interviewed by somebody less famous. So they can, you know, they shut down whatever they want to. But when you're talking to Howard Stern, there's a good chance he's more famous than you. It's a good chance he's wealthier than you. And so rather than an interviewer be intimidated by the guest, sometimes I've noticed that the guest is intimidated by the interviewer, not because he's being mean, but like, well, how do I tell Howard Stern I'm not talking about this? It's Howard Stern. He's got an interesting dynamic that he's carved out over decades. Mm-hmm. And so I'll be fascinated to see how that goes with Tom Brady, again, on SiriusXM next Wednesday. And by the way, even if you're not a subscriber, I guess I shouldn't be turning people away from FM radio.
Careful.
This ain't the time to really do it. But I think SiriusXM is free right now, so you could be able to listen to that if you want to. But promise me this, until Tom Brady's on Howard Stern Show, you stick right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Jeff Calkins up next.
This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis. 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South station you can count on. Live on the radio.com free app.
Hey, everybody, this is Coach Penny Hardaway. I'm here to tell you that since I was a kid, when I wanted the best Memphis barbecue, I would go to Corky's. Getting together with family, friends, or the team, the best way to celebrate is over slow-smoked hickory barbecue and the other great food at Corky's. And by the way, tell them Penny sent you.
An impossible deal just became possible. At Burger King, now you can get two impossible Whopper sandwiches for only $6 as part of the 2-for-$6 deal. Mix and match between the impossible Whopper, the classic Whopper, the crispy chicken, or the spicy crispy chicken sandwich, and get two for only $6. The impossible Whopper with a flame grill patty made from plants, now part of the 2-for-$6 deal. Burger King, your way, way better. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Single sandwich at regular price on menu.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Jeff Calkins is an award-winning comic. Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11, joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you today?
I'm okay, GP.
So I tweeted earlier, talked about it a little bit in the last segment. I was told earlier today that the Grizzlies have done two things. A, made it clear to the Army Corps of Engineers, like, hey, we hope it doesn't get to this, but if we have a situation where we need an overflow medical facility, you know, like FedEx Forum is an option, that those conversations have taken place. And so our NBA franchise stepping up in that way, if necessary, and also that Robert Pera has donated 300,000 meals to a local food bank. So listen, we could go through ugly numbers if we want to, but I think in these times you hope that the wealthiest people and the biggest entities in any city are stepping up to do, you know, what they can do. And I just thought that was at least two good examples of the Grizzlies and Robert Parrish specifically, you know, trying to help this city prepare and also get through.
Well, it is. I heard those same things yesterday. I didn't realize your person let you tweet them out. yes. It's, I mean, it's scary to think that you might need FedEx Forum, right? I mean, that's scary to think that you might need FedEx Forum. But, yes, and it's one of the things that, listen, Robert Parra, I don't give a damn if he's sitting courtside, if he's paying his employees and donating thousands and thousands of meals to the food bank.
Right.
Like, I just don't care, you know? So, I've said this from the beginning. I still would prefer a local owner because then you just know you'd have him here forever. But short of that, he's been about everything you could possibly want in an owner. Like, he just has. And I think the Grizzlies are good corporate citizens. And I think they're I think Per is doing – he stepped up immediately to say we're going to pay our employees. And now, yes, you can use FedEx Forum for this. This is what they want to be using it for the playoffs. That's what they want to be using it for. But if you need to use it, for this purpose, you can use it for this purpose. And yes, I think they've been really good.
I know that some people are frustrated by the fact that he's not more visible, not more present, that he's not on radio or, you know, doing Q&As with you. And I get all that. Like, if it were up to me, I'd like for him to do more of that. But I will say, strictly from I own this franchise, I employ these people. These people tell me what they need, and I give it to them. He seems to be excellent at that. Like, I've got close friends who work over there, and everybody I know who works for him likes working for him because the perception is that if we need something, whatever that something is, if we need it, he doesn't really hesitate to give it to us. He'll write the checks if we need the checks written, which is – on some level, the most important thing you could want from an owner of any business.
Yes. And in the end, let's be clear. The reason when people wanted him to address, when people wanted him to talk, it was because no one talked. It felt leadership, like rudderless, right? Because Chris Wallace wasn't allowed to talk or was hamstrung when he did talk, and Robert Parra didn't talk. You don't need, again, I don't need the, does the Spurs owner ever talk? Not that I'm aware. Like, I don't really need it. Maybe not. You need someone to speak for the franchise. And what's very clear now, it's kind of nice to be talking about sports in its own way here. What's very clear now is that they empowered a group of people who talk for the franchise. Now, they're not out front talking all the time, whatever, and that's fine. But the truth of the matter is, when you're making smart decisions, no one needs to hear what you have to say anyway. It's when things are floundering that that people want to hear from you. Where's the direction? Where are we going next? What's the plan? Whatever else. We know what the plan is. The plan is Ja Morant and Brandon Clark and Jaren Jackson Jr. and being one of the best young teams in the NBA. No one cares to hear about him when they can hear from Ja Morant. So, it would be fun to have him back and playing again. But beyond that, I think, yes, absolutely, they've done good work.
Talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN, what did you think about Ja Morant's teeth?
Didn't see his teeth.
Oh, boy. He did something shiny to his teeth. Just when you get done, go to Ja Morant's Instagram, and you'll see his he's got a bright big smile now.
I'm not on Instagram. Can I see Instagram if I'm not on Instagram?
Yes.
Like, sometimes I feel like I can, and
Jeff,
sometimes
you gotta get
I can't.
On Instagram.
Man, Instagram. Here is what Instagram is for me. I find it the most useless, like, for my own personal use. Like, I'm not gonna be posting things on there very often.
Yeah, you ain't getting news from Instagram.
But it's fun to scroll.
Yes.
It's fun to scroll. I can scroll.
I have Twitter and Facebook, and I just feel like, and then I have two different emails, and I just feel like I got enough damn things to check, you know? I'm not on LinkedIn. that shocks people. Like, they think I should be on LinkedIn. I haven't applied for a job in 24 years. Why do I need to be on LinkedIn? So I'm not on like the oldest person's thing, I think. Well, even more than Facebook is probably LinkedIn, right? Or maybe Facebook is the oldest person thing. But how do you manage all this stuff?
I am mostly on Twitter because Twitter is actually useful. Like, it's filled with information in real time. There's a lot of nonsense on there too, but there's way more nonsense on Facebook and Instagram than there is on Twitter. On Twitter, you can sort of make, like, the problem with Facebook is that if somebody wants to be friends with you, then you're friends with them. And then you got to look at all their stupid crap because you agreed to be friends with them.
Is that not also true on Instagram? Instagram's not like that.
No, you can follow somebody. They don't necessarily have to follow you. So Instagram and Twitter, the following works exactly the same way. You follow who you want, and if those people want to follow you, they can. If they don't want to, they don't have to. It doesn't matter. So you can carve out exactly what you like to look at and then just scroll it and scroll it and scroll it. Scroll it. I will tell you, the one thing I've noticed that happened with Instagram, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings right now, but I'm going to tell the truth. What happened is you get a lot of these Instagram models who started doing stories all the time. And, like, they're all in their Instagram stories. They're just updating every little thing that they do all day long.
Right.
And people watch these. But they watch them because they're Instagram models, because they're beautiful women. So you watch beautiful. Okay. You watch a beautiful woman do anything.
Other people do the same thing.
Yeah. Now the average people are like, oh, well, because Chandler Parsons' ex girlfriend made a sandwich today on Insta Stories. Maybe people would like to watch me make a sandwich on Insta Stories. They're like, nobody wants to see you make a sandwich on Insta Stories. I watch Chandler Parsons' ex girlfriend make 50 sandwiches on Instagram, but I ain't trying to watch you make a sandwich on Instagram. Like, people need to be more self-aware. Like, there is an audience for people doing their day-to-day activities doesn't mean there's an audience for you doing your day-to-day activities. Nobody cares what you're doing. We care what Chandler Parsons' ex-girlfriend's doing and his next girlfriend, all his girlfriends. It's really, I think, the only way you should be able to do more than 3 Insta stories a day is if you're a business owner or you've ever dated Chandler Parsons. That's it.
I'm not going to do it. But then again, I said I wasn't going to do Twitter. You know, I did. I was one of these people who said, I'm never going to get on Twitter. Now I live my whole life on Twitter. And so who knows? Maybe someday I will go on Instagram. The reason I didn't see it was I'm doing a column right now on fatality number 3 in Shelby County, who was actually a Facebook friend of mine. I don't know that I ever met him, but I corresponded with him extensively. He was one of these guys who loved sports and would write me all the time on Facebook and elsewhere, and I'd usually write back. And I'm doing his a sort of an obituary celebration of his life, etc. And his name's Dan Spector. He was 68 years old, no underlying health issues, and is an artist who lives in sculptor who lived in Cooper Young. And it's just a sad story. You know, he had a cold 2 weeks ago, had a cough, and his sister in Arizona said, well, stay inside. And then a few days later, he sounded terrible. And next thing you know, he said he couldn't even pull a blanket over himself. He was so weak. And then he checked into the hospital. And once he checked into the hospital, his sister wasn't even allowed to never talk to him again. She said, I would send in messages saying, you know, I love you and someone's taking care of the cat, because he had a cat and she knew he'd be upset that if someone wasn't taking care of the cat. And anyway, he died yesterday, and he was there. His funeral was today, and the funeral was by Zoom. You know, his sister was watching on video as they buried him and lowered his casket in the ground today. And you know, that's the reality. And so you say there's going to be 100,000 deaths, and you think, oh, that's a big number. That's awful, big number. But then you realize that, you know, one of them is your Facebook friend, and soon it'll be everybody's, you know, they will be people that all of us know, it seems to me. And so anyway, so that's why I didn't mean to bring the conversation down from Instagram models, but that's why I missed Josh.
No,
this deal on this guy. And it's just, most Memphians don't know Dan Spector particularly, although he was a really sort of well-known artist in town. And he moved here like so many people did. He grew up in New York. He went to the Rhode Island School of Design, and he moved here in the 70s. And he became a big Memphis State fan and whatever else. And he's 68. You know, you think, well, okay, there's no apparent reason where he got this. It wasn't in New York or New Orleans, and he didn't have underlying health issues, as far as I know, and now he's gone.
Yeah, no, like, that's the thing. And I heard you talking with the doctor this morning. Like, we were all passing this around to each other before we were ever talking about it. You know, we started talking about it once the Ivy League shut down its tournament. It's like, ooh, what is this going to mean for the SEC tournament? You know, like, we didn't really start talking about it until then, but we were all passing it around. While we didn't know we had it, or we thought it was nothing major, that's where this started. Like, we were, you know, again, I'll let the doctor speak on this, but several weeks of passing this around before we realized, this is a serious thing that's going to kill 100,000 people, it appears, at minimum. And, you know, it's the wildest thing about this national emergency is that, and we've talked about this before, normally we're watching a disaster somewhere, and it's wherever that place is. But it's not our place unless it is our place. But then it's not other people's places. This is everywhere, impacting everybody. If you don't fall into this category yet, congratulations, but you'll be there soon enough. Soon enough, I don't care who you are, if you're listening right now, you're going to know somebody who lost their job because of this, and you're going to know somebody who lost their life because of this. That is going to be a reality for all of us. We will all be watching funerals on Zoom at some point.
And it's just a lonely, that's the other, I mean, this is awful anyway. I mean, none of us want to go this way or go now. But the other part of this is it's really lonely, is because you ultimately die alone, and then he's buried alone. I was talking to a woman who was participating in the Zoom funeral. Dan's Jewish. And she said, she was telling me, she said a big sacred part of the Jewish tradition is to everybody in the community put some dirt on the casket. And it's a way of saying, we're doing this as a community, we love you and we care for you, and we are going to make sure your casket is covered. And she said the whole thing was like the Twilight Zone. You're sitting there peering into a screen mourning your friend. But then when that moment came and you couldn't throw dirt on the casket, it just sort of, drove home. And then, of course, she's worried herself about it. And his sister in Arizona, who's a few years younger than him, than he is, she's in her 60s, she says, I'm terrified to go out of the house. And she says, I used to watch the news, and my husband is addicted to the news, but ever since Danny got sick, I can't watch. I can't watch the news, because she's attaching a person to those numbers. They're not just numbers to her anymore. She's attaching a person to those numbers. It's awful. And the numbers, by the way, just the depressing part about it is that even though the percentages are going down, so it took us 66 days to get from no cases to 100,000 cases, and now it has taken us 5 days to go from 100,000 cases to 200,000 cases. I mean, that's what, when everyone 2 weeks ago said, or a week ago was saying, exponential growth, just you wait. That's what exponential growth is. You go from zero to 100,000 in 66 days, and you go from 100,000 to 200,000 in five.
Talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN, you talk about the loneliness connected to all of this. I read one story yesterday, I think, where just the saddest thing. All right, it was a single mother raising four children, I think it was. And the reason she was a single mother raising four children is because the children's father had died of cancer like 8 years ago. And now the mother got coronavirus, and she was in the hospital, and these four kids who've already endured the incredible tragedy of losing a parent, their father, while they're young, like, said goodbye to their mother via FaceTime. Like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, it just, ugh. I mean, this is happening to, like, it's happening everywhere now.
And well, the other phenomenon that I noticed today was, have you seen the maps about where in Memphis the cases are?
Yes, it's like the southernmost part of Shelby County and DeSoto County.
Yeah, let's be honest, it's where money is. You know, that's what it is. It's like east Memphis, like midtown downtown, and then yes, and the DeSoto County is a bunch because you're governor.
That
ridiculous.
Guy. I mean, that guy.
I swear people must not have prayed hard enough, TP. But anyway, so it's, and that, here's the truth. That's not where the cases are. That's where the tests are. If you go in and you are a person with money and you go in, you have a doctor and you go in your doctor and you say, I have a fever and a cough. I need a test, right? That's what happens. If you don't have a doctor and you don't have insurance, you lay in your bed and you sweat.
Right.
Probably. And you don't have a way of getting tested. And it, and then, and here's the other thing. If you get tested and you're quarantined and you have money, then you say, oh, honey, I'm going to be quarantined. You do all the grocery shopping or whatever else and whatnot, right? While you're being quarantined. If you are poor, or you are, you know, living in a house with six people, or you're the only breadwinner and you've got, you know, it's much harder to quarantine. Quarantining is itself a kind of a luxury, right? So I don't necessarily think those heat maps to me represent where people have been tested, not necessarily where the virus is.
The governor of Mississippi finally announced today that there will be a stay at home order going into effect Friday. It's like, what?
What's the point of waiting a freaking week? I just, it's enraging.
Because these people are the dumbest people. These people are in, like, I know some people don't like it when I say stupid and dumb. These people are dumb. They ignore facts and think you can fix things by praying. That's literally what the guy said two weekends ago. I just want everybody to pray. I'm like, what? You want everybody to pray? Like, pray. It's the same thing. I mean, I'm not trying to conflate things in our country, but it's every time there's a mass murder in our country. Well, thoughts and prayers. Like, forget it with your thoughts and prayers. Do something. You got this dumbass governor in Mississippi, people dying, getting sick, dying. Every scientist in the country telling you it's going to get worse. People need to stay at home. And he's talking about, I'm not shutting down anything. Just keep praying. It's maddening. And, like, so I'm driving in today and I see this somewhere. You know, that it goes into effect Friday. My wife's doors have been closed for 2 weeks. Why was my wife more responsible than the governor of Mississippi?
Because she doesn't need to be a tough guy. Like, she doesn't need to be Mr. Tough Guy. I mean, that is the only reason. Here's the amazing thing is that even, like yesterday I was watching the briefing, and the 100,000, it was 100,000 to 240,000 is how many we expect will die if people pay attention to the social distancing rules. And someone asked about, well, what happens if the states don't, the remaining states don't do stay-at-home orders? And the answer from the Trump administration, mind you, was, oh, we assume that in the next 5 days they all will. If they don't, then the numbers will be much worse than this. I mean, there's literally nobody who thought there shouldn't be a stay-at-home order. Like, it's just insane. And so our numbers here in Tennessee are going up because we were late to do it relative to Kentucky. And, you know, why? Like, because you need to prove that you're a tough guy? Like, I don't know. You know what? The only argument I haven't heard yet, GP, is that if everyone in America were given a little tiny virus gun, they could shoot the viruses and then, you know, arm people and then they would be safer.
Oh, I promise you somebody's thinking of that right now. Somebody's thinking of that right now. Dan Walken tweeted something about, you know, people need to take this more seriously, connected to some story yesterday. And this guy, like, replies to him, oh, let's just shut the whole country down then because a few people are sick. And I'm like, really? Like, these people, these wackos still exist? And I went and clicked on his, I was like, well, let me see how crazy this person is. and it was the most everything I saw on his Twitter page was the most – it's exactly what I would have expected to see when I clicked on the guy's Twitter page. I mean, it was Trump stuff, it was Clay Travis stuff, and it was him shooting guns everywhere. I mean, it's just
come on. I actually clicked on it. It wasn't just him shooting guns. It was a lawyer who had a television commercial in which he was like the big game hunter as a whatever, and he was shooting all these things that represented the opposition, whatever. It was the most freaking stereotypical advertisement. I'm the big game hunter. Boom. I'll see your right. Boom. It was just, and here's the point though. He's a plaintiff's attorney. He's actually supposed to be interested in the well-being of the citizenry, right? Which and keeping people safe and getting people compensated for their personal injuries. He should have been the first one who wanted this damn place closed down. You know, it's just infuriating.
No, like if Saturday Night Live decided to make fun of that guy, they would have made that commercial. And that guy made that commercial on his own, and he thinks it's great. I'm like, man.
Hilarious.
Dude, everybody who's not just as crazy as you thinks you're an absolute moron. There is no getting around it. Like, and I guess when you're that guy, you just surround yourself with other people who think just like you. So you all just dumb together, and nobody knows you're dumb. I guess that's it. That's got to be. I mean, that's what Facebook is.
I was on a Memphis Tiger football message thread in the Facebook page yesterday, and someone I actually know was explaining that this is a Chinese-made virus created by the Chinese government,
no.
And that the media is lying, and that we didn't shut down for the SARS, and like they're still like it's still that you would think it would be that whole line of thinking would have surrendered to the fact that Donald Trump is saying it's not the flu anymore, and that it's like serious, and that no one. You have to be crazier than Donald Trump in order to believe this now.
Yeah, like I thought you guys took your marching orders from President Trump.
Right.
Like, I understand when you're crazy when he's being crazy, but at least now he's not saying crazy things every day. Like, when your crazy leader is telling you this is a serious thing and 100,000 people are going to die, why are you following him on this one? Like, when did they start picking?
It's a Chinese government made the damn thing, and this is on a Memphis Tiger football Facebook page.
Oh,
I'm like, oh, serious. Like, this is really, it's out there. Like, that's out there in the world. So it gives me great comfort to know that Robert Pera is donating meals and that we're going to use FedEx Forum to help the community, because there's a lot of insanity to counter that bit of generosity.
Dude,
insanity.
I've got quote-unquote Facebook friends who subscribe to everything you're talking about right now. Like, they might have posted the thing you're talking about right now. And like, you know, I could, but some of them are my actual friends. Like, people I grew up with. And, like, people, if I saw them at Kroger tomorrow, I'd be like, from 6 feet away, but I'd be like, hey, man, how you doing? But it makes me uncomfortable how ridiculous they are. Like, they will post that story you're talking about, and then they'll go, this is interesting. I'm like, no, it's not interesting. It's insanity. It's not interesting. Let me give you another telltale. I told you earlier about the problem with Instagram. Here's the – you can tell somebody's IQ on Facebook by this, and really this is all you need. How often do they actually type their own words relative to how often they just post a graphic or a meme or something like that? I find that the more often you're just putting memes out there nonstop or things that you saw somewhere else, the less likely it is that you're smart.
I'll try that. I haven't noticed that correlation yet.
Oh, I noticed it years ago. I noticed it years ago. If you can't type your own words, you probably don't have. If you can't type your own words, that's a telltale sign. You want to hear the worst story in the world?
Not particularly, but go ahead.
Oh, it's either the worst story in the world or the sweetest story in the world. I'll let you decide.
Okay, go ahead.
So there's this woman named Suzanne, and she's in Europe, and she tests positive for coronavirus. She goes to the hospital. She's 90 years old, and they go to put her on a ventilator, and she says, no.
Thank you.
She says, I've had a good life. Save this for a young person who's going to need it. She died 2 days later.
Well, it's an awful story because it shouldn't be in that, like, we shouldn't be in that position, right? It's insane that there's you would have to save that. We should be able to save her. But it's an incredibly sweet story. Yeah, I mean, your other story was worse. The person, the kids saying goodbye to their mother on Facebook. That was worse.
I got
who'd already lost their father. That was a worse story.
I got an even worse one for you.
Thanks, GP.
You want one more?
Yeah.
6-week-old newborn dies coronavirus in Connecticut today. 6 weeks old. I was told that if you were under 70 with no underlying medical conditions, you were fine. Nothing to worry about.
I think the exact quote was nothing to worry about.
Nothing to worry about. Now, a 6-week-old just died of coronavirus in Connecticut. And when I talked to my friend Anna yesterday, who's working on a coronavirus unit here at a local hospital, I was like, what does it look like when you walk through the halls? And I don't want to put words in her mouth, but she said it's not just old people. You know, it's not just your great-grandma. It's young people. It's wealthy people. It's people who struggle. It's old people. It's young people. It's middle-aged people. It's healthy people who were healthy, people who weren't healthy. It's black, white. It's everything. Like, you know, the idea that this is – and I don't think there's this idea anymore. But initially, as recently as 3 weeks ago, people you trust were telling us that if you're under 70 and you're healthy, that you got nothing to worry about. And then every day we're hearing about another kid that died. Now, I'm not trying to trick anybody. Kids are less vulnerable. The younger you are, the less vulnerable you are to this virus. That's true. But you're not invincible to the virus. That's also true. And there were some people who were trying to tell you that you were. I'm out of bad stories.
Hold on. While I have you here, let me just read this for you. I just have to. I here you go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, I'm not going to read it. Never mind. It's too crazy. No, it's just too crazy. Anyway, GP, I'll talk to you again.
All right. I'll see
you later.
You can at least text it to me what you were going to read. There's some wild stuff out there on Facebook, Bennett.
I know.
There's some wild stuff out there.
You know, I kind of have taken a step back from Facebook over the years just a little bit. I use it kind of for work-related stuff.
Smart.
But it freaks me out.
People are crazy. People are absolutely crazy.
I mean, people are crazy on Twitter, too. Don't get it twisted. But
it's more – it's crazier on Facebook because here's what happens. If you are not a public figure on Twitter, you don't have much of a following. Right, you follow people, but they don't follow you back. So, like, if you're not a public figure, if you don't have a public job, or you don't work in the media, or you're not an actor,
or you're not really good at Twitter,
people who are, you know, just like you know, normal people
that
with normal job,
or,
they're funny and they build up followings. But like most people, you know, if you're just a normal person. On Twitter, you have 11 followers or 48 followers. You know, everybody you follow doesn't follow you back. On Facebook, every time you friend request somebody, somebody accepts it. Now you guys you can create an audience for yourself on Twitter. I mean, on Facebook, you just keep friend requesting people. Now you've got an audience, and they feed off of that audience. And it is wild to see how. They really do just feed off of each other.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'd bottom line it this way. It is unsurprising to me that a foreign country thought that you could use Facebook to trick Americans into believing a bunch of things that aren't true.
Yep.
Because it's perfect for that. It's perfect for that. I see people, and again, it's one thing when it's just like, I don't know these people. They're people I know. And they are sharing the most outlandish things you've ever seen.
You can same thing for like YouTube, honestly, where you can easily find a way to convince yourself of something that you kind of
want
to believe.
Right.
Right?
It feeds into that. And like sometimes I see people sharing the stuff and it's like I know that guy. That's a good guy. He's a good father. He's a good husband. Loves his kids. He works hard. Like that's a good guy. He believes this stuff because he's sharing it enthusiastically. How could you believe that that's a real thing?
Right.
But, man, it's like it's a perfect, perfect recipe for all of that stuff. I try to stay away from it. Like I get on it sometimes for work.
Yeah.
But it gets maddening. If you notice, I used to, on the verified Facebook page, not my personal one because it's just family stuff, but the verified one, I would post things that I thought were interesting, like things that are hot button issues in our country. Gun law, police brutality issues, political stuff. And it just became exhausting. Exhausting. So, like, it's not there anymore. I don't do it anymore. Because it just got to the point where I went, okay, what am I accomplishing?
I'm not doing this to myself.
Like, what am I accomplishing? It's just a waste of time.
Right.
Like, I know what I know, and I can share it with these people, and it might do somebody some good. Like, somebody might go, oh, well, that's interesting. I didn't realize that. Those are interesting numbers. Like, somebody who's, you know, not on either side of an issue might find it helpful to, in an attempt to better understand whatever it is the topic was. But the idea that you're going to make somebody who believes the opposite of the point you're making change their mind on faith, it just doesn't happen. And it doesn't matter how many times you explain it to them. Well, actually, here's the numbers, boom, 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 boom. Undeniable facts. They'll still just be like, ah, nah, fake news. It's like, what? I don't even do it anymore. Never.
Yeah.
I don't want to say never, but like almost never. It's just a waste of time. So because I stopped doing that, I'm not over there as often as I used to be. But if you're looking for a bunch of people anxious to share opinions when they don't know anything they're talking about, Facebook is the place for you. It is that's the best way to describe it. It is filled with people anxious to share opinions about things they know absolutely nothing about. Meantime, O.J. Simpson has joined our Carol Baskin killed her husband campaign.
What?
Who knows more about getting away with murder than O.J. Simpson? I'll get the audio for you next.
Memphis's quarantine station. News, information, interviews, sports, entertainment, and the latest for Memphis and the Mid-South. This is 92.9 FM ESPN. Live on the radio.com free app. Download the radio.com app on your phone. Select 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis. Hit the heart. Like us on your radio, on your phone, on your computer. Smart speakers. Say play 92.9 FM ESPN. News, info, interviews, sports, entertainment, and the latest. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Get My Perks has a sweet deal for you today. $30 of delicious treats and nothing bun cakes for only $20. So get yours before they're gone at getmyperks.com.
An impossible deal just became possible. At Burger King, now you can get two Impossible Whopper sandwiches for only $6 as part of the 2 for $6 deal. Mix and match between the Impossible Whopper, the Classic Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich and get two for only $6. The Impossible Whopper with a flame-grilled patty made from plants, now part of the 2 for $6 deal. Burger King, your way, way better. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Single sandwich at regular price on menu.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Choate's has been serving the Mid-South for over 60 years, and we want to say thank you to our customers. Without your referrals and repeated business, we would not be in business as long as we have been. We promise to continue to run our company with dignity and quality service that we have for all these years. Those who do not use us, we invite you to take advantage of our $60 spring AC tune-up, which includes washing out the dirt in your condenser coils, checking your refrigerant pressures, checking your electrical components, and replacing customer-provided filters. Keeping your AC system maintained can reduce your heating and cooling utility bills by as much as 30% and also help reduce unwanted breakdowns by as much as 80%. Just like maintaining your vehicle, your HVAC system needs to be serviced routinely to work at its best. Call Choate's today at 347-8086 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule your $60 AC tune-up. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When I was born, I got lucky, a gift, if you will. My early life was really hard for many reasons, but at the time, it really didn't seem all that hard. I had a close relationship with my brothers and sister and loads of friends. Those days of desperation and poverty led me to my job today, representing the people, not the powerful. But my job is really not a job because I never considered it work. In many ways, it's more like a public service. Now, as I age, I get to look back at all the cases and all the people and all the trials. And the best part is when I get to see you all out and about. When I pray before I sleep, I thank God for the gift I received at birth, the genuine love I have for people, all people. Maybe that's why my work never seemed like work to me. When I was born, I got lucky. I got to meet all of you. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Dial pound law on your cell.
Free background information available upon request.
So obviously most of us are spending more time at home now than ever before. News and entertainment consumption, it's at an all-time high, and trust me when I tell you, there's no better way to stay connected, informed, and entertained than with the Xfinity X1 platform. Been telling you for months now that Xfinity X1, it's the simplest, most complete way to access and experience all your entertainment on all your screens. And they've got a really cool feature right now, Xfinity Movie Premiere, where you can access brand new movies like The Invisible Man, Onward, Birds of Prey, and many others direct from theaters and straight to you. They've also got a massive selection of thousands of free movies, TV shows, kids entertainment, and music available to check out. Simply say free using your X1 voice remote. My favorite feature, though, is with X1 DVR, you can watch and record up to 6 shows at once. And if you need to escape to another room, it's all good. You can start watching in one room and finish in the other. Plus, X1 gives you easy access to apps right on your TV screen. You can check weather and traffic, watch Netflix and Amazon Prime Video, YouTube, and much more. And for all the latest up-to-the-minute news on the coronavirus, simply say coronavirus into your X1 voice remote. Again, Xfinity X1 has you completely covered with all your viewing needs. Visit Xfinity.com to learn more today.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, broadcasting from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
So Tiger King has been the king of quarantine over the past couple of weeks. It was released on Netflix, 7-part documentary. Feels like the whole world has either watched it or is in the process of watching it. And if you listen to this show, you know Ben and I have been discussing it since I wrapped it up last week. And one of the big, I guess, lasting questions from it is, did Carol Baskin, Joe Exotic's mortal enemy, did she kill her first husband, Don Lewis, because he disappeared, was eventually ruled dead. But it's been a cold case for decades, and there's never been a body found. There's never been any real clues to what happened, other than there's a lot of suspicious stuff around her, so much so that with the publicity that this documentary has created for the case, it has been reopened down in Florida, and the sheriff of the county in which Carol Baskin lives has said that they are pursuing leads and trying to see if they can get somewhere with it, which leads to O.J. Simpson watching Tiger King over the past few days, and he decided he would weigh in. This man who has been found responsible for the death of two humans, one of whom was his ex-wife, he decided to watch Tiger King and weigh in on the biggest question in the country right now. Did Carol Baskin kill Don Lewis?
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly. I just got back from the golf course where I actually played pretty well. Now it's back at home, back to the couch, and back to television. Listen, I've had so many people on my case asking me to watch some show called Tiger King. Well, yesterday I watched this show, and oh my God, is America in this bad a shape? I watched about 6 episodes of this show, and I couldn't even believe what I was looking at. White people, what's with you and wild animals? Leave them animals alone. The show is crazy, but it's so crazy you kind of keep watching. One thing I will say, there's not a shred of doubt in my mind that that lady's husband is Tiger Tsushima right now. I'm just saying. Take care, and I hope you find something better to watch.
What a time to be alive.
I mean, we could dissect that for a full show.
I'll just keep it simple because we're running out of time.
Yeah.
If there's not a doubt in O.J. Simpson's mind that you've gotten away with murder, you probably gotten away with murder.
Yeah.
She killed her husband.
Yes.
OJ knows it. I know it. You know it. OJ knows it. And what? Could you imagine 10 years ago, I'm telling you, it'll be April 2020. Donald Trump will be president. Our entire country will be locked down waiting for 100,000 fellow Americans to die. And O.J. Simpson will identify a woman from a Netflix documentary as an absolute murderer. After he plays a round of golf.
You want me to even tie this in even more? Howard Baskins has reached out to Kim Kardashian, hoping that she will talk to Carol and assure her that she did not kill her husband and feed him to tigers.
This whole world's gone crazy. Everything about our world right now is bananas.
It really is.
The whole thing's bananas. Anyway, I think OJ's got this one right.
I think he does, too. There's
no more famous person in our world who has, quote-unquote, gotten away with murder than OJ Simpson. He knows what that looks like.
Yeah.
He watched this documentary. He reached the same conclusion most of us have reached. Carol Baskin, she fed her first husband to those tigers.
Yeah.
We'll see if she can get away with it the way OJ did. Be back with dinner to go.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and weak thin grass. But Scout's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
If you like pina coladas, and get
spilled your pina colada? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to getting caught in the rain. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Do yourself a favor in 2020 and get yourself to Bounty on Broad. The place is drop-dead beautiful. The drinks are imaginative. All the wine is available by the glass, and the food is out of this world. Call Bounty today at 901-410-8131 or go to bountyonbroad.com.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's at the Laurelwood Shopping Center, one of the best clothing stores in the nation. It's where I shop. It's where you should shop. And here to tell you why is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, over 150 fabrics have just arrived to kick off the new spring Stant custom shirts. And until April 15th, if you buy three, you get one free. As you know, three measurements, and the computer gives us a perfect fit try-on shirt starting at just $98. And after 2 years of work, we now have the perfect fit pant. We take the measurements, and the computer gives us the exact try-on fit from over 90 fit pants. You try it on, we choose the correct leg taper, make any changes if we need, and in 2 weeks, even you, Mr. Impossible Fit Parrish, have the perfect fit pant starting at $168 in a jean, five-pocket fit, or dress pant model.
So you heard him. You know where to go. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. That's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Have a little fun with Instant Games. April Instant Games are available now at Tennessee Lottery retailers and feature top prizes ranging from $3,000 up to $200,000.
Get to us on Sundays.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, broadcasting from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I hustle for my chain like a pit stop. I used to want to grip grain to my wrist lock. Ooh, now I want a BMW i3. It's little buddy's on point like Kyrie. My mama taught me never let a sucker trap me. But if it do, draw blood like an IV.
Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679. 360-9679. You need a computer. That's where you're getting one. And I talked to Lee Cooper earlier this week. He said that they are selling computers at a pretty incredible rate right now. And the reason is because everybody's working from home.
Yep.
So people have needed computers who didn't think they needed one before. Children who are having to do classwork from home, working from home. So if you need a new computer, refurbished computer, custom-built computer, high-end, low-end, middle of the road, you're working on a budget, there's no better place to go than Cooper Systems. And I know you might be a little anxious about getting out and about. I understand that. I am too. They are every hour sanitizing doorknobs, all public services, public surfaces, pins, the credit card machine, every computer in the showroom, all constantly being wiped down. And if you don't want to go inside the building for whatever reason, they do have curbside pickup. You can call them. They can talk you through it, what kind of computer you want, make the payment over the phone, pick it up at the curb in your car. You don't have to go inside anywhere. That's at Cooper Systems, 360-9679, 360-9679. Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah, Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but believe it or not, we actually opened the show on sports, specifically the HBO documentary that debuted last night called The Scheme. If you watched it, I hope you enjoyed it. If you haven't watched it, I think you might. It's a pretty interesting look at how that federal investigation all came together and exactly how everybody got roped in to the extent that they got roped in. It's available now, HBO On Demand, HBO Go, however it is you can secure HBO properties, but a little less than 2 hours. I thought it was worth your time. We talked about it in the opening segment, so if you missed that, go find it on the radio.com app.
What's the biggest game tonight?
We ain't got no games.
What should I watch on TV?
Well, these live concerts people are doing from home have been kind of fun, and we got one tonight on network television. On CBS, America's Most Watched Network, is the network of stars. Garth and Trisha.
Okay.
Live. That's Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood. They're husband and wife.
Listen, I'll be honest. I saw Garth a couple years ago when he did like the three-night stand or whatever at FedEx Forum. It was unbelievable.
I will tell you.
And I'm not like the biggest diehard Garth Brooks fan, but I was like blown away.
I'm not a Garth Brooks fan. I don't like that style of country music. The show was incredible. He's an incredible performer. He has a unique ability to make it, even in an arena of 18,000 people, make you feel like he's singing to you.
I totally agree.
Like he's performing for you. Like, he's constantly waving at very specific places and making eye contact. Like, you can say whatever you want to say about his music, take it or leave it. He's an incredible performer. And so, obviously, playing from his studio in his home with his wife, that's a different setting than, you know, running around a stage inside FedEx Forum or anywhere else. But it's going to be an hour-long concert from the home of Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood. That's tonight, 8 o'clock on CBS.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Pete Thamel, Yahoo Sports, wrote an article earlier today about the reaction to last night's documentary, what it means for Sean Miller, what it means for Will Wade, and why none of these NCAA cases are likely to be concluded before the end of next college basketball season, which I didn't think was true for Kansas, but he laid out a scenario where it might be true for Kansas. That Bill Self might be able to coach an entire another season before he actually gets punished by the NCAA. So it's interesting stuff. You want to get up to date on it, you can find that at Yahoo Sports.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
I don't know. What do you think, Bennett?
That's a good question. I'm sure we'll figure something out good. Hopefully, I thought we had a good one today, so.
Hopefully Garth and Trisha put on a wonderful show tonight.
I'll see if Garth can come on.
Maybe you should try to book Garth for 425. We'll make him the big interview.
I'll try. I can't make any promises.
All right. All right. We'll figure it out. That's what we're all doing these days. Trying to get through today and then figure out tomorrow. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. Stay home. Stay safe. We'll meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis. 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South station you can count on. Live on the radio.com free app.
5-Hour Energy is energy on the go. But what if you're not going anywhere for a while? Then 5-Hour Energy is energy for getting stuff done while you're stuck at home. Like doing an honest day's work for your boss.
getting rid of old clothes.
My old bell bottoms.
Scouring the grout in your shower. Working out on that old stationary bike. And so much more. Go to the store or order online at shop5hourenergy.com. 5-Hour Energy. Energy for hunkering down.
Love at first sight? Nah, I thought that was just movie stuff. Until last Saturday. Because last Saturday, it happened to me. Aaron's delivered my brand new Samsung refrigerator. Yeah. With built-in ice maker, affordable payments, no credit hassles. And now I know what love looks like.
What's it look like?
And sounds like, too. Oh, listen to that.
Nice. Rent a home that's easy, beautiful, and affordable. Aaron's for your happy place.
A heart in my tasty Honey Nut Cheerios? Cereal, you trying to tell me you love me? Actually, they can help lower cholesterol? I've been so focused on the sweet, tasty taste that I completely forgot. Now I'm in love.
Learn more about making Honey Nut Cheerios part of your heart-healthy lifestyle by picking up a box at your local grocery store.
Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's at the Laurelwood Shopping Center, one of the best clothing stores in the nation. It's where I shop. It's where you should shop. And here to tell you why is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, over 150 fabrics have just arrived to kick off the new spring Stant custom shirts. And until April 15th, if you buy three, you get one free. As you know, three measurements, and the computer gives us a perfect fit try-on shirt.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.